this.
实在感谢主，很高兴今天能够在弟兄姊妹中间。
Let me introduce myself. My name is Moses Louis from Sydney, Australia.
我要自我介绍一下，我的名字叫吕广安，我是从悉尼澳洲来的。
This time I came with my family, my wife Eva, my son Ernest, and my daughter Serena. Where are they?
在这里。
Okay.
他这次来是全家来的，他的妻子叫 Eva。他的大儿子叫 Ernest， 他的女儿叫做 Serena， 今天都在我们中间。
Thank you. You know what? Australia is hot now.
澳洲现在是夏天，非常热。
You know how hot?
你知道几度吗？
A few days ago, it was 40 degrees Celsius, and I've checked, it is 104 Fahrenheit.
所以前两天我知道是104度。
And we came from a hot country, and this time is a family outing for us.
这次正好我们是全家度假。
And we went to visit different churches and seeing different friends and brothers and sisters.
那在这中间呢，我们就去访问不同的教会，不同的弟兄姐妹。
And wherever we went, we enjoyed the fellowship with brothers and sisters.
不管到哪个地方，我们见到弟兄姊妹总是非常的喜乐。
Even this morning, as we were breaking of bread,I enjoy the presence of the Lord.
今天早上跟弟兄姐妹在一起擘饼，我非常喜乐，主在我们中间。
Truly, we are family.
因为我们是一家人。
Whether we are living in United States, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Australia, we are God's family.
不管住在澳洲也好，台湾、香港、美国都是一样，我们都是在主里一家。
And last December, Brother Jonathan Pong came to our place, Christian Assembly in Sydney, and he gave a series of messages.
十二月圣诞节的时候，我去访问他们的教会，在那里他们有一个冬令会，家庭冬令会，我在他们做讲员。
夏令会。
哦，夏令会。
So December was summer to us.
对，因为他们的十二月是夏天。
And Brother Jonathan Pong gave a series of message on how the church should prepare herself as a bride ready for the groom.
那在那里的交通。的题目是讲到教会怎么样，新妇装饰整齐，等候新郎回来。
Are you prepared?
好，我们每一个人预备了吗
？Are we preparing ourselves actively for the Lord's coming back?
我们是不是积极的在那里准备，让主能够回来
？And brothers and sisters were very much helped by the messages.
我们在那里弟兄姊妹因着彭弟兄的交通得到很大的帮助。
We need to be prepared.
我们的确是需要好好准备。
We don't know how much time we still have.
因为我们到底前面还有多少日子，我们不知道。
While we're still on earth, we need to be very careful how we are to spend our time.
主还给我们地上的日子，我们要好好的用来，我们的时间要珍惜。
Let me ask a question. How many of you have been Christians for more than 5 years? Can I have a show of hands?
我要问我们在座基督徒超过五年以上的，请举手。
Praise the Lord. Majority of you are mature Christians.
所以你们大部分都是老基督徒了。
Let me ask you, is it easy to be a believer?
那这第二个问题是，做一个基督徒容易吗
？Wow. Okay. And a deeper question: Do you find it hard to be a disciple?
那第三个问题就是说，做耶稣基督的门徒困难吗？
Just then I saw a few shaking of heads.
有的人在摇头。
The reason I ask more than 5 years, because if you're only within 5 years, you may be still enjoying the honeymoon.
因为我刚刚为什么选信主五年以上呢？因为五年以下你可能还在蜜月期。
I remember a story. An old man in the country was carrying a heavy load of wood.
我记得有个故事，说到 有一个地方有一个老人背着很重的柴火。
And then after a while, a man driving a truck passed by.
那有一个人开了一个卡车从他旁边过。
He saw this old man laboring and panting, and he was moved and trying to help him.
那这个司机就看到这个老人家背着柴火又在喘气，就把车停下来要帮助他。
Okay, just come on board, and I will send you to wherever he wants to go.
所以他说你就上车吧，我把你送到你要去哪里。
The old man didn't know what is this like moving thing.
那这个老先生从来没看过汽车，他看了这是什么玩意儿会动的。
Okay, just come on board. 然后他就上来了。And then the young man kept driving.
那这个青年人呢就继续开。
And after a while, he heard from the back that the man was still groaning.
可是他开车的时候听到后面这个老人家怎么还在喘气啊？
What's going on?
他到底怎么回事呢？
And then looking back, he saw he still carried his load of wood at the truck.
他突然间发现这老人家还在背着他的那捆柴。
And then he stopped. He stopped and asked him, "What are you doing?"
然后他就把车停下来，问那个老先生，你为什么要这样子，在我车上还背着柴干嘛呢？
He explained, "I'm already so grateful that I don't need to walk now."
因为我觉得你请我上车，我已经很感激了，我能够不用再走那么辛苦。
I don't want to really give you more burden, so I just keep on carrying my load.
那我不太好意思再把我的重量再加在你身上，所以我就背着。
I'm good enough, just keep going.
所以这样你就继续开，我就背着柴就是了。
This story impressed me a lot.
这个故事我听了就给我一个很深的印象。Do
we really understand the grace we have received?
我们真的懂我们从主得到的恩典多大吗？
You know, we receive the salvation of God.
我们都知道我们从主得到救恩。
Our sins forgiven.
我们的罪得着赦免。
And we have received a new life.
我们也从主得着一个新的生命。
A very powerful new life in us.
这是一个大能的生命在我们里头。
But do we understand this life?
但是我们对这个生命真的懂吗？认识吗？
After we became a Christian,
我们成为了基督徒。
Do we live by the new life or still by the old life?
那我们是靠着我们的新的生命过这个前面的日子呢，还是还靠着我们的老生命过这个日子呢？
Are we still like the old man, still carrying our burden, trying to work our way out?
那我们是不是还跟那个老先生是一样的？虽然上了车，我们仍然扛着那个大沉重的柴在身上，很累得半死。
And then at the end, we just feel very despaired and disappointed that this is such a hard life to live.
等到我们见主的时候，我们在那里叹气，说：“主啊，基督徒做的太辛苦了。”
Lord, you have promised, I will give you life and life in abundance.
主耶稣曾经应许我们，我要给赐你生命，并且得着更丰盛。
But where is this life in abundance?
那么到底这个更丰盛的生命，我们得着了没有？
I would like to read from this from the passage of John 21 this morning.
今天早上我要跟大家分享约翰福音第21章。
And the brother Jonathan Pong, when he was in Sydney, he was also using the book of John to preach the gospel and also the book of Revelation for the message.
彭弟兄在悉尼传福音的时候是用的是约翰福音，等到他传主要的培灵。 信息的话是用启示录。
If you can turn to the book of John 21,
我们现在看约翰福音21章。
Shall we read the whole chapter, whether it is, or maybe brothers, and we read the verse 1, and then sisters, which verse 2, and read the whole chapter, whatever language, we'll finish the whole chapter.
我们要把这一章都念完，弟兄念单数节，姐妹念双数节，不管你用什么语文都可以。
Let's start.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现记在下面。西门彼得对他说：“我打鱼去。”他们说。 我们也和你同去，他们就出去，上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”耶稣。 耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得吃着生子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。西门彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，你若是你所说的，我们就信你。” 他们上了岸的，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。西门彼得就去，把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共有153条。鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”彼得看见他，就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”于是这话传在弟兄中间，说那门徒不死。其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说要他等他到我来的时候与你何干。耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一地写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
谢谢。
We need to understand the book of John was the last book to be written in the New Testament.
我们要知道约翰福音是在新约里头最后写成的。
We know John wrote the book of Revelation.
约翰也写了启示录。
The book of John and also the three letters of John.
还有约翰一二三书。
And according to history, very likely this book was written even later than the book of Revelation.
甚至有历史告诉我们，这本书可能比启示录都更晚完成。
And John was an old man.
那这个时候，约翰已经是年老了。
By the time he wrote this book, Peter, James, almost all the apostles were being martyred.
在约翰写这些著作的时候，其他的使徒们都殉道了。
The church has already undergone heaps of trials and afflictions.
教会在地上已经经历了许许多多的苦难逼迫。
It went through a cycle of exponential growth and also then internal, external attack.
教会的历史里头，他们有一段成长非常快的阶段。然后又经过不管是外边的逼迫也好，还有里头的问题缠绕的教会。
And already heresies, half-truth, already zipped into the church.
各样的异端，各种不同的哲学渗透到教会里面来。
So when John wrote this book, he wasn't so much interested in describing the stories of Jesus.
所以当他来写约翰福音的时候，他并不是要注重在耶稣所有一生的传记。
But he wants to draw our attention to the identity of Jesus himself.
他的重点是要讲耶稣这个人。
Who is Jesus?
到底他是谁?
And why is he still leaving us on earth?
为什么他今天仍然活在地上?
You know, there are 21 chapters of John.
这本书有21章圣经。
And if you read the last book of John, second last one, 20.
如果你去读20章的时候,
and you would have thought John would have finished his writing.
你就会有一个感觉，就是他二十章的时候基本上已经讲完了。
So because from the beginning of the book, he was pointing everyone to Jesus being the Son of God.
他在前面的重点当然是把耶稣是神的儿子这个重点把它讲出来。So
he at the end of John 20, he said Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
你如果注意20章的30节，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多的神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
This is the most important thing to remember. Jesus is the Christ.
那他在这里提出两个点，一 就是耶稣是那基督。
He is the Son of God.
第二，他是神的儿子。
This is like objective.
这是他整个的目的。
But then subjectively, by believing, you may have life in his name.
然后借着信他主耶稣这两个重点，我们就因着这个缘故，我们得着生命。
So if you read this, it's like, oh, okay, this is the purpose of John. Done.
那这就是他很清楚地说出这本书的目的。
But then we have chapter 21.
可是你又发现他继续还多讲了一章。
And 21 record a few incidents.
那这一章呢是记载一件事情。
What is the purpose?
这一章有什么目的呢?
It's actually a continuation or explaining what you have life in his name meant.
那我觉得就是他要借着最后这一章来说出什么意思叫做 因为信他得着这个生命。
Jesus already has resurrected.
主耶稣这个时候已经复活了。
Well, we have talked about, Christians always talk about resurrections.
当然基督徒常常讲到耶稣的复活。
But put yourself into the thinking, the circumstance the disciples were experiencing.
但是现在我要求你们把自己放在门徒的这个经历上。 看他们怎么样过来的。
For the past 3.5 years,
过去过了3年半,
they spent their life with Jesus.
他们跟着主一起过生活。
They saw so many miracles.
他们看见耶稣行许多的神迹。
Never before, gospel was preached to the poor.
他们也看到耶稣把这个福音传给穷人。
The blind opened.
瞎眼的看见。
Can you imagine? Blind opened.
你能不能相信 一个瞎眼可以看见的。
And if you think the book of John chapter 9, the one born blind.
你记得第九章里面记载一个生来瞎眼的人。
Very likely that man was born without eyeball.
很可能他生出来的时候连眼珠都没有。
To the end that when he was healed, people was asking, was it he or someone else?
你记得那段 里面说到，当他得医治之后，旁边看到他的那个那些人，都说到底这个人是那个真的是那个原来那个瞎子吗？
Even though if you've got glaucoma and then you can see, then you don't look different.
但是，一般如果你是一个有眼珠却瞎眼的人，今天你如果被医治看得见，你的人不会改变，还是老样子。
But if you are born with no eyeball, so that Jesus actually used mud to create something, and then he totally changed.
而这个人是生来瞎眼，很可能他没有眼，没有眼珠。主耶稣用地上的泥，唾沫抹上，好像给他造了一个眼睛一样的。
And all the other miracles, the disciples were eyewitnesses.
那这些门徒都是亲眼看见耶稣所行的。
How they would long to stay with Jesus forever.
那他们真是愿意永远跟耶稣在一起。
And then all of a sudden, Jesus was crucified.
但是这样的一位主居然被人家钉死了。
He could have performed miracles.
他可以继续行许多的神迹。
He calmed the roaring seas.
他可以让翻腾的海平静。
He raised the man from dead.
他能够叫死人复活。
But then all of a sudden, we felt they truly, fully understand what Jesus was talking about. Jesus was caught and crucified.
但是就在那短短的三年里头，他们忽然间发现这位日月相处的耶稣被人家抓去，然后被人家钉十字架。
Killed, buried.
被杀，埋葬。
Imagine the emotions that went through.
那你把自己深涉其境的话，想一想他们的心情是怎么样的变化。
And then all of a sudden, Jesus was resurrected.
然后现在忽然间看见这位死掉的耶稣复活了。
They couldn't believe it, but Jesus appeared in their midst.
他们简直不敢相信耶稣出现在他们面前。
All the doors were shut, but then Jesus appeared and said, "Peace unto you."
所有的门窗通通关起来，但是耶稣会出现在他们的面前，跟他们问安。
Once appeared once.
向他们显现第一次
and then 7 days later another time
七天以后第二次
so imagine you were one of them
假设你是其中的一个门徒
you will ask a lot of questions
你心里面就会想问很多的问题
where is Jesus now
那现在耶稣在哪里啊
why couldn't he just appear right now in front of us
他现在为什么不出现在我们面前呢
and when or your question would be when will he appear again
那你就会问他下一次跟我们出现是什么时候
Remember, for 3.5 years, they were day and night with Jesus.
前面三年半是天天与主在一起。
But now it's like random, like, when will he? We don't know.
现在呢是耶稣有的时候出现有的时候是消失难以捉摸。
But this is the purpose of chapter 21 of John.
那现在第21章呢是有一个特别的目的。
This is the last conclusion of John 21-25.Like Jesus did many other things as well, if every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written.
那你读他最后一句话，他说：“耶稣行出来还有许多的事，还有许多。若是一一的写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。”
You know, again, this is like a unusual conclusion for John.
这个结论是很特别的。
But John was telling us one thing.
他在这里想告诉我们一件重要的事。
It's not the stories about Jesus that you cannot write in full.
这里并不是说要讲耶稣的故事讲不完。
But the very life of Jesus on earth.
乃是讲到他的生命。
And the life that is going to change many lives on earth.
这个生命，这个耶稣的生命，现在要改变在地上许许多多的人。
He says the whole world cannot contain.
就是这个世界都装纳不下。
You remember the first verse of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这本书的第一章第一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
That was from the eternal beginning.
这个是在永远之前的那一个开始。
But now John was finishing telling us,You know, the life of Jesus in disciples, the world cannot contain.
那他现在要告诉大家，这个耶稣基督这个永远的生命，今天放在这些门徒的里头，就是这个世界来装也装不下。
Do you agree with that?
你能够同意吗？
Do you appreciate the life you have received in you?
因为你真的认识、珍惜耶稣赐给我们这个生命吗？
Or have you been looking down upon yourself, thinking that I'm no good, I'm just a very ordinary believer?
或者你看来看去，哎，我还我那个老样子，还是很可怜的。
But this is John's purpose of 21, giving us few instances, reminding us that Jesus has resurrected, and we have this resurrected life in Him.
所以在这一章的里头，约翰想要提醒。每一个门徒今天这个复活的生命在你的里面在我的里面是了不起的一件事
And Jesus knew that he was going to depart very shortly
主知道这个时候他马上就要升天了
He cannot keep on appearing to them like a week here, a week there Because in 40 days he will be gone physically
因为主耶稣知道他在地上只有四十天，所以他 不可能一直在他们中间，所以他要把这个这件事做出来。
So Jesus was training his disciples after he departed how we disciples on earth need to live on earth.
那么主在这里要训练他的门徒，在这几天的里头让他们知道主的生命在他的里面，在他们的里面，主离开这个世界以后他们应该怎么样生活。
If you read how they reacted when Jesus resurrected, just one reference for you, 20:20. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
那在20章20节的时候，耶稣说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见就喜乐了。
And said overjoyed.
这里是说他们非常的喜乐。
How good it will be! Jesus is back.
因为耶稣又复活回来了。
We thought he was dead. He was crucified, buried, but now he is alive again.
本来耶稣死了，一切盼望都没有了。但是现在忽然间发现，他不但复活了，现在在我们前面中间。
You know what? Deep in their hearts, even after 40 days, they still have this desire. So in Acts chapter 1:6, they still ask the same question.So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
所以他们见到主的时候还在问主这个问题，现在这个时间是你恢复以色列的国吗？
So what I'm saying is, we need to understand what went through the mind of the disciples.
所以我讲这些就是让大家去设身处地想一想这一段时间门徒心里面到底在想什么。
Did they believe in Jesus resurrection?
他们信不信主耶稣已经从死里复活？
They did.
当然他们相信。
Did they believe in Jesus word?
他们相不相信耶稣的话？
Fully. Or did they still think Jesus is going to restore the kingdom of Israel?
那么他们还是在那边是不是在想现在是不是耶稣要把以色列这个国家 复国呢？
So the Lord is actually using these incidents to teach them, I'm not going to restore the Israel's nations politically now.
所以耶稣要让他们很清楚地知道，我现在所做的事情不是要来让以色列在这个时国家这个时候复国，不是我的工作。
I have resurrected.
我现在死里复活。
I will be with you forever.
我要与你们永远同在。
It's no longer physically.
但是不是物质上的同在。
That's why we have just read that this is the third time Jesus appeared to them.
所以刚刚我们读这一章的时候，约翰特别提出来，这是耶稣向他们第三次的显现。
So you can count it how physically, how many times Jesus appeared to them.
所以耶稣向他们显现这件事情，死而复活以后，你可以一二三数得出来的。
But Jesus wants them to remember, I won't be doing that anymore.
耶稣就要提醒他们，以后我不再这样做了。
And Jesus said in John 16:7, again they need to grasp the fact. I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
在同样的这本书的16章7节，他说：“然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是为你们有益的。”我若不去，我就圣灵就不到你们这里来。我若去，就打发他来。
So they need to be trained, or their mind need to be adjusted. That yes, Jesus will be with them, but no longer physically, man of Nazareth, but in the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣在这一段时间里面，就必须让他所有的门徒有一个心意上的改变。我不再。物质的境界里面与你们同在，而我在灵里面与你们同在。
Brothers and sisters, where is Jesus now?
所以我要问弟兄姊妹，基督现在在哪里？
Where is Jesus now?
耶稣基督现在在哪里？
Is he alive?
他活着吗？
Where is he?
那他在哪里呢？
How is he related to your life?
那这位复活的耶稣跟你有什么关系？
So first thing is, Jesus abides.In us through the Holy Spirit, or we abide in Him in the Holy Spirit.
所以现在主要让我们认识一件事情，主耶稣与我们同在，是借着圣灵， 住在我们里面。
And then secondly, also back to John 15:5.
也在约翰福音十五章第五节，耶稣这样说
：For them to remember, I'm the vine, you're the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
在第五节他说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
So, again, these are the backgrounds for the few incidents here.
所以这些引用的经节就是耶稣过去讲过的话的这个主的背景。
So back to these incidents, the disciples again were, oh, where is Jesus now? He appeared to us once, twice, but we cannot find him anymore.
所以你现在来到约翰讲到第二十一章的时候，这个时候的门徒就是在那里一下子看见耶稣，一下看不见耶稣，来回现在在第二次完了以后，就在那边问耶稣什么时候向我们再显现呢？
So this time Jesus used the incidents of the seven of them, headed by Peter. I am going to fish. Who is going to follow me?
那这一次这一件事就是有七个门徒，约翰就说我要去打鱼了，那其他的六个就响应说我们跟你一起去啊。
Well, we don't know how many days since the second appearance.
我们不知道这一次耶稣向他们显现跟上一次隔了多久。
You know, it can be hard to wait for Jesus appearing.
要等耶稣出现这件事情在等待的心情上是很难想象的。
Maybe especially for Peter, it's too long.
对彼得这样急性子的人，那这个日子度日如年哦。
What are we doing here?
我们在这边干嘛？打鱼吧。
Just go and then, and they were, it is their trade, their profession, so it's easy for them.
因为他们都是渔夫，所以他说打鱼这是很自然的一件事。
So the disciples follow. We'll go with you.
所以大家都同意啊，走，我们去。
Wonderfully, that night they caught nothing.
可是那一天啥也没抓到。
Imagine the depressions are in their hearts.
那对这些渔夫来讲，这是很有挫折感。
Waiting for Jesus, Jesus didn't appear.
等主又没有来。
And then back to our old trade, nothing, futile.
我们回到老行业，又捞不到一条鱼。
Jesus knew all this.
当然，主知道他们的心情。
So early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore.
所以一大早，主耶稣就站在湖边等他们。
Friends, haven't you any fish?
所以他们就回来的时候，主耶稣就问他们说：“哎，朋友啊，你有打到任何打到什么样什么东西吗
？”No.
什么都没有。
Can you believe it? Not even one fish.
连一只都没有。
Seven professional fishermen, whole night, not even one fish.
七个职业渔夫，搞了一个晚上，什么也没有。
Okay, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.
所以主耶稣对他们说：“哎，把你们渔网往你的船的右边撒下去。”
And how much? How many did they get?
那他们这一网打了几条啊
？Amazingly, amazing,
出乎他们大家的预料之外。
Full of catch, a full big catch.
这是一网满满的鱼。
I want you to again imagine you were the fish.
如果你把你自己想成你是一百五十三条中的一条的鱼
，You know the master said, if you see the net on the left, you swim to the right.For the whole night.
一定是这个时候主对这个每一个鱼说你今天东东抱鱼这个船的右边来。
And if you see the fisherman casting the net on the left, you just swim to the right.
如果你看到渔网掉到左边你就跑到右边去。
To the front, you go to the back, to the back, you go to the front.
如果渔网在前面你们通通跑到后面来。
You just play games with them.
所以这些鱼就跟这个撒网的人在玩游戏。
No matter how hard they try to throw every direction, the fish just escape.
所以不管他们渔网怎么撒，鱼就是跑另外一个方向。
Until when the Lord said, "Throw your net on the right side, and you will catch some."
等到主耶稣对他们说，把你的网甩在船的右边，这个时候他们就抓到鱼了。
So imagine the fish. Once the command was done, they all swam to the net.
所以当现在主 让这个鱼进到这个鱼网子里头的时候，大家乖乖通通进了这网。
And it is a very crowded net then.
那当然，这个渔网就变成很挤很挤了。
The Lord is teaching us a lesson.
主在这里要教导门徒一个功课。
Exactly here, apart from me, you can do nothing.
就是主耶稣曾经说过的，你们离了我，什么也不能。
Nothing.
什么也不能。
You may try to do something, but you will achieve nothing.
是我们每一个人都想用自己的方法去尝试做一些什么，但你会发现没有主你什么也做不成。
Only in him, by him, through him, then we can achieve something.
所以在这里主要让我们看见，唯有依靠他，然后借着他，凭着他，你才有成功的希望。
You know, John in particular wrote here, full of large fish, 153.
所以圣灵特别要他们去算这一网的鱼，虽然是满满的，但是一算下来是153条。
And it is a large fish. And I believe when John wrote large, it is not like a larger than normal. I believe if it is big, large fish.
他在这里还鱼还加个形容词，是大鱼，不是小鱼。
And 153 is huge catch on that night, on the morning.
所以那一网得到的是那他们这一天最大的收获。
And it describes here, even with so many fish, the net was not torn, verse 11.
然后他还特别注明，这一网的鱼虽然这么大，渔网没破。
Isn't that amazing?
这不是很稀奇吗？
By yourself, the whole night, you catch nothing.
你们靠着自己，搞了一个晚上，啥也没有。
But because you listen to Jesus' command,
但是现在你听从了耶稣的命令，
You've got 153 big fish, but even then, your net will not break.
然后现在因为顺服耶稣的命令，你们不但抓了大的鱼153条，连网都不会破。
You know, so often we serve the Lord, we learn to serve brothers and sisters.
我们在教会里面学习侍奉神，我们学习侍奉弟兄姐妹。
I don't know how many catch you've got.
我不知道你抓了几条鱼。
But so often after a few fish, you feel extremely tired.
你可能抓了一两条已经半条命了。
And you just cannot go on.
你也撑不下去了，累死了。
Remember Moses' vision in the wilderness.
你记得摩西在旷野的经历吗？
The burning bush.
就是他看见那个烧着的那个荆棘。
Bush is very easily burnt.
这个荆棘是很容易烧的。
But what amazed Moses was, how come the bush didn't burn?
使摩西惊奇的不是这个荆棘着火，而是着了火却没有烧坏。
It burnt, but it didn't consume.
那个烧着的这个荆棘并没有烧坏变成灰，没有，这才是让摩西诧异。
This is the important lesson for the disciples.
现在这个经历对每一个门徒来讲是非常宝贵的。
Remember when John wrote this book, he was actually tracing back because by then many of the disciples were already gone.
你要记得他写这件事情的时候已经是在他的晚年，而他当年的所有的同伴都已经寻到了，不在了。
So always Jesus was telling us, I will be gone, but my presence with you in the Holy Spirit will be the same.
所以在这个功课里头，他要让门徒知道一件事情，我虽然要离开你们，可是我与你们同在是一样的。
By yourself you can achieve nothing, but in me you will achieve a lot.
靠着你们自己你们一事无成，但是今天你如果继续依靠我，你会得到许许多你想不到的事。
And the response of Peter, like, we didn't have time to go to that. Immediately, they reckoned it's the Lord himself.
所以你在这个故事里面，你看到彼得对这件事情的反应，彼得马上就知道，哎，这是主。
And that is important for us.
这个对我们每一个人很重要。
Now, the previous incidents in the book of Luke, how very similar, but the end result was Peter reckoned. This is the Lord himself.
所以他曾经在以前也有类似的经历记载在路加福音里头，这一次就让他想起上一次的经验。
In so many of our circumstances, do we acknowledge that Jesus is there?
在我们人生信主以后的经历，你有没有这个经历说，经过的时候，你就忽然知道，哎，这是主的带领。
The moment you recognize it is from the Lord, that is enough.
如果你在经历这些事情之后，你能够看出这是主，这就够了，你学到功课了。
Like Paul in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 7 to 10. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
在哥林多后书第几章?
Chapter 4.
第七四章。好。
Verse 7 to 10.
第七节到第十节。
Why don't we read it together?
我们一起念。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。是要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So the Lord trust, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. We always carry on the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also be revealed in our body. You know, Paul went through all sorts of hardships.
保罗他一生经历了许许多的艰难
Hard pressed on every side
他的困难好像四面包围他
Persecuted
被逼迫
Struck down
被打倒
This is often the experience of Christians
这些经验在基督徒身上也一样会发生
I remember I once talked to a young Christian
有一次我跟一个年轻人谈话
I don't know how many years he was Christian for
那个年轻的人我不知道他信主 多少多久了
He was a happy brother
那是一个很有喜乐的弟兄。
Ask him, is there anything I can pray for you?
我就问这个年轻人，有什么事情我可以为你祷告吗？
He paused for a moment.
他就停一停。
Not really.
没有什么事啊。
All good.
都很好啊。
I've got a good job.
我工作也好。
Good family.
家庭也好。
Children are good.
孩子也好。
Pretty well off.
我也没有缺乏。
Of course, I cannot force him. I have to pray for you for something.
但我当然不能说，我一定要为你祷告什么。
Okay, but deep in my heart, I thought, just wait.
但是我心里面想，你慢慢等着吧。
And after a while, few years.
然后过了几年。
He started to mature.
他慢慢成熟。
And he shared with me.
他见到我跟我讲。
Please pray for me for this, and please pray for me for that.
他就说，请你为我这件事情祷告，为那一件事情祷告。
Pray for my children's growth.
为着我这个孩子的问题，成长的问题。
Pray for my relationship with them.
也为我跟孩子的关系祷告。
So what I'm saying is, brothers and sisters, if you expect a very smooth journey from here when you meet the Lord, you will be disappointed.
所以我要讲的就是说，你不要存一个盼望，就是从现在到你见主一路顺风。
Because this is not what the Lord wants.
这不是主给我们的心意。
He doesn't want us to be just prosperous outwardly.
他并不是给我们在外表上就是成功发达。
He wants to be mature and be transformed into his likeness.
他要得着的是我们每一个人在灵命的上面能够成熟，能够像他的模样。
Like Paul said, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show this all-surpassing power.
就像保罗给我们的榜样，刚刚念的圣经，他说：“我们有这一个宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这一个宝贝有无穷的大能。”
And at the end, the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
所以，这一个耶稣的生命在我们的这个身体里面能够彰显他的能力。
So when adverse circumstances comes,
所以当困难临到我们
Do not ask for them to be taken.
我们不需要祷告说主啊赶快把这困难拿掉
But pray that or ask that whether the life of Jesus has been manifested in you.
我们应该祷告说主啊让我在这个困难的里头让你的生命能够借着这个困难发表出去
You know that 153 fish
那个153条的
There are very interesting research about why 153.
就有人专门去研究为什么主耶稣在这里又给他们153条鱼了。
Why John actually counted?
为什么约翰还这里特别算出这么准确的数字呢
？Of course, one possibility is very expensive fish. Just one fish costs a lot to sell.
当然一个解释就是每一条鱼都很贵，所以他们要算清楚多少条。
But indeed, 153 is quite interesting figure. It's called triangular number.
但是这个学数学的人就知道，这个153是一个很有意思的数字。
If you put 1 to 17 like a triangle,
就是你把它排一二三四五这样子排一个三角形下来
，and you add them up,
就是一到十七，通通加起来153
Becomes 153.
对
，yeah. And then some would say like, 153 is 100 plus 20. Sorry. 153 is
28 plus 25. 28 plus 25 = 153.
100 is a square number. 100 is square number.
You better show me your number.
All together is 153. It's 100 plus 28
plus
25.
Okay. 153是100加28加25，这三个数字加起来是153。
And 100 is a square number. 10 plus 10. 10 times 10.
那100呢是10的平方。
And then 25 is a circular number as well. 5 times 5.
那25呢是5的平方。
And 28 is a, again triangular number.
28是三角的 number.
Oh, sorry, square number. Square number.
Square 是方的 number. 为什么 square? 完了。
7 times 4.
四乘七。
Okay, 28.
28.
Yeah. So this is all the confusion, right? Let's not go into detail.
好了，现在把大家都搞得头都搞昏了。
But no matter what, it is a very special miracle Jesus has performed.
这个数字是本身有它很稀奇的数学上的意义，但是不管怎么样，重点是这是耶稣所行的神迹，这是他做的。
But what following on actually impressed Peter a lot.
然后应着这件事情，下面发生的事情对彼得个人来讲是非常重要。
It is Lord himself.
因为这是对主自己的一个认识。
You know, Peter was still in a lot of hurt back then.
因为彼得从耶稣去受审上十字架，整个过这个过程到现在，他受了很大的伤。
So then it comes to the second instance about how Jesus restored Peter.
因为耶稣彼得否认主的这个伤受伤，现在主耶稣要把他再找回来。
You know, the Bible clearly said it was cold.Back to the chapter 21 first. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread.
所以我们刚刚读的这个二十一章里面，当他们什么都没有打到回来的时候，他们就看见主耶稣在岸边给他们准备了炭火，也给他们准备了食物。
It's amazing. Jesus already cooked for them the fish.
在这里主就已经为他们预备好早餐了 煮了有鱼了
Before they even knew Jesus already prepared for them
也就是说这些门徒什么都不知道的时候主耶稣老早在岸上都为他们预备好了
But then Jesus also allowed them to contribute the fish
然后让他们也能够对这个早餐有这 贡献
So fish and bread a familiar breakfast
那当然有鱼有饼，对他们来讲是一个很熟悉的事情。
And imagine again how warm the disciples would feel.
那这是何等温暖这些门徒的心。
We always say back to the good old days.
好像回到前一阵子那些美好的日子。
Jesus was with them again physically.
主与他们同在。
Bread and fish and fire.
有油饼，有鱼，有火。
But then the coal of fire, if you recall, again in John, when Peter denied Jesus, there was also coal of fire.
那么你如果往前走 前面几章也记载到那天晚上主耶稣被卖的时候，也是有一盆火在那里，他们在那里烤火。
Jesus already appeared to Simon beforehand, but now he wanted to fully restore his apostle.
那这一次主又再把西门叫到这边来，要把他恢复。
Do you love me more than this?
所以主就问彼得，你爱我比这一切更深吗？
Again, different interpretations. Do you love me more than these? What are these referring to?
那爱我比这一些代表什么？
It could refer to the fish, one very expensive 153 fish.
可以代表那153条大鱼。
Or it could refer to Simon's previously claimed that, even though all of them denied you, I will not deny you.
也可以包括他彼得以前说过对主耶稣说的，别人否认你，我彼得不会否认你的。
That means previously, I would love you more than all these would have loved you.
那么就是说，他以前曾经这样表态的时候，就说出我爱你，那是没话说的。
But you know, Jesus understood Peter's heart. He truly would go to the bottom of his heart and restored him.
所以主在这里一直到他的心坎的深处，摸到他最深的感觉，来把他挽回。
First of all, see how Jesus addressed Peter.
你看主耶稣怎么称呼他。
Let's go to this 21:15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?"
所以在十五节他说，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门。你爱我比这一些更深吗？
Have you ever asked why would Jesus say Simon, son of John? Why didn't he just say Peter?
为什么在这里主没有直截了当的说彼得，而是特别的用这样的一句话，约翰的儿子西门。
If you go back to the first time when Jesus addressed Peter, back in chapter 1:42 exactly, Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, son of John.
这就追回到三年前他们第一次见到主的时候，耶稣第一次看到彼得就是这样称呼他的。
So it is not just a Simon, it's just not like normal Peter. Jesus wants to recall, took him back to how he was first called 3.5 years ago.
因为这一个呼召，这现在主跟他讲的这个名字，是主第一次见到他用的那个名字。
You know, in the chapter John 10, John said, "The sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." And also verse 4, "The sheep follow him because they know his voice."
所以在约翰福音第十章里面，主耶稣曾经这样说：“我的羊听我的声音，我按着他们的名字称呼他们。”
You know, if you are married, I'm sure many husband and wife, you have your special way of addressing your partner, your wife or husband.
所以就像夫妻之间也是一样，你们两个人之间有一个特别的名字，丈夫怎么叫妻子，妻子怎么叫丈夫，你们自己有一个独特的方法。
When you listen to the address, immediately you feel something.
所以当你听到这个名字的时候，你的感觉跟平常是不太一样的。
So here, Jesus was restoring Peter.
这里主是存心要恢复彼得。
Telling Peter that I know you from day one.
就是告诉彼得，从第一天我就知道，就认识你。
I know what happened to you.
我知道你经过的故事。
But I'm not going to allow you to continue in this miserable state.
我不愿意看见你一直处在这一个非常痛苦的境况里头。
I want to refine you.
我要把你改变过来。
Refine your love toward me.
要把你那个爱我的心重新恢复过来。
Okay, three times we are quite familiar with the story. Jesus asked, "Do you love me more than this?"
所以三次主都问彼得，你爱我比这一切更深吗？
You know, remember the whole chapter was talking about Jesus wants them to know how to live on earth.
因为整个这一章是主耶稣有一个目的，是要让他们知道以后怎么在这个世界上为主而活。
So, the most fundamental question for every believer.
所以对每一个信主的人来讲，最基本的问题在这里。
Do you love Jesus?
就是你爱耶稣吗？
Remember the book of Revelation to the church of Ephesus. Where is your first love?
那如果在这个启示录的七封信的第一封写给以弗所的，就主对那个教会就是说，你的起初的爱不见了。
So first is love.
所以对主来讲，第一件事情，主对我们的要求就是爱他。
That's why I really appreciate this morning when we have the chance to remember the Lord, the breaking of bread meeting.
所以今天早上我能够跟弟兄们一起擘饼，是很摸到我里面。
I don't know, maybe you enjoyed other types of meeting, but as far as a church is concerned, if we can gather together every week.Just to remember the love of Christ.
可能你喜欢教会中各式各样不同的聚会，但是你要知道，对主来讲，擘饼的聚会是你跟主之间表达那个爱的聚会。
It's time to you forget about your own need, but you come to appreciate and to remember the Lord Himself.
这个聚会不是为了你的需要，这个聚会是为了主的需要。
And if the Lord is satisfied.You will be satisfied.
所以主如果满足了，你就会满足。
You know, Paul mentioned in Galatians chapter 2:20 a very powerful verse.
在加拉太书二章二十节。
As far as the truth of the New Testament is concerned, this is the essence of the gospel.
这是整个福音书的神髓。
I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me.
二十节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I want you to pay attention to the first half verse. He was explaining...To the Galatians, right? New Testament is about life of Christ or Christ in us.
他在保罗在这里对加拉太的教会的基督徒说：“你们要知道，就是整个我们的信仰是讲到我们在基督里这件事实。”
But you find it amazing that the moment when Paul explained this huge, powerful statement, he followed by one word, right? Who?Loved me and gave himself for me.
在这个 一整节的圣经里面，他要表达的那意思，最终的一个点，就是他爱我，为我舍己。
You know,
这是他的最核心的部分。
If I wanted to explain like a doctrines seems to be dry and firm and non-negotiable.
如果我要讲到这个，信仰的这个教义的话呢，是非常干燥的。但是呢，这个是他的神髓。
And then, so after explaining this, to Paul was truly such a great salvation, the Lord Himself, and he had to add this one: He loved me and gave His life for me.
所以他二十节前面讲了很重要的这些话，但是他。把这句话讲完之后的根据是一个很简单的事实，就是基督爱我，为我舍己。这是根据。
Paul couldn't contain his emotion, talking about Christ. He said, "He loved me and gave his life for me."
所以在这里是保罗最深的感觉，就是说他这么的爱我，爱到一个地步为我舍命。
Brothers and sisters, do you have this emotion, affection in you?
所以我们。要问问到底我们做基督徒，我们里面有没有这份激情
？Yeah, you've been praying, you've been asking, you've been seeking the Lord, but when people mention the word Jesus, or even when you recall Jesus Himself, do you have this gratitude? He loves me and gave His life for me.
所以就是每一次你提到，不管你自己提到基督也好，别人提到基督也好，这一个。 这位基督在你里头有没有这一份激情 让你有一个感谢他的心, 因为他为你舍己。
And very similar in 1 Timothy 1:15, he said, He is a trustworthy saying that deserved full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the first.
那他在提摩太前书1章15节, 他说耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人, 这话是可信的, 是十分可佩服的, 在罪人中,
Okay, first of all, a trustworthy saying, Christ died for sinners.
他在这里说到有一句话是十分可信的, 十分可佩服的, 就是耶稣基督为罪人而死。
But this is not just an objective truth.
它不是单单是一个客观的真理。
Talking about this truth, he immediately said, I am the worst.
他提到这个真理的时候, 他首先承认我是这个罪人中的罪魁。
So again, this is what Jesus wants to bring Peter back to the fundamental conditions of following him.
所以下面这边记载主跟彼得之间的对话就是主有一个目的就是让他知道在你跟我的关系上所有你做的一大堆的事情我最重要的还是你爱我不爱我这个问题。
It is a loving relationship between us and the Lord.
我们跟主耶稣之间的关系只有一个就是爱。
I understand sisters is more easy to understand love than brothers, I believe.
在我的经验里面,我觉得姐妹们对爱的感受比弟兄们要敏感。
But brothers, don't feel despair.
当然弟兄们也不用太失望。
Because why? Jesus continued.
主耶稣继续往下讲。
If Jesus just said, you love me, you have to love me more than this, that's it.
如果主要讲的话,你就爱我比这爱这一切更深,行了。
But Jesus is very, very practical.
但是主不是这样讲的。
On one hand, love me.
他一面讲,你爱我吗?
On the other hand, you feed my sheep, feed my lamb.
另一面就是说,你要喂养我的羊。
Of course, we don't have time to go to the definition of love, agape and filial.
当然在这里我并没有去区别主耶稣用的字,它有两个不同的字。 一个是 agape, 一个是 filio, 两个不同的深度不一样。
But this is not the main emphasis. The main emphasis is you need to love the Lord. At the same time, you serve me and serve my people.
所以在这里我要让大家注意的这个对话里面,主一面讲到爱,主另一面讲到你喂养我的羊,你要服侍羊。
So this is the Lord's definition regarding true love.
所以这是主耶稣对爱的定义。John
14:21, Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
有了我的命令又遵守的,这人就是爱我的,爱我的必蒙我父爱他,我也要爱他,并且要向他显现。So
you cannot just say, I love the Lord. I only need to love the Lord.
所以从这段话你就知道你不是说我爱主就口说说就好了。You
have to come to the church.
你必须来到教会里头。You
have to love the brothers and sisters. You can see, you can relate physically.
因为在教会里面你能够看到,摸得到弟兄姐妹。You
have to come down from your throne and get to know one another.
你必须从你的宝座下来,你要跟弟兄姐妹打交道。I
previously heard one said, in the Christian circle, it's a very common mistake that we think spiritual men, they don't know how to do things. Those who do know how to do things, they are not spiritual.
所以常常在教会的里面,你发现有一个很稀奇的现象,就是那些属灵人什么事都不会做,那些做很多的事的人一点都不属灵。And
they try to look just mutually exclusive.
好像这两个是互相排斥的。
So often the mature, like old prayerful saints would just always say, let's pray about it, let's pray about it.
那这些老基督徒常常挂在嘴上的事情,每次要做什么事情,我们祷告再说,祷告再说。
And then there are a group of brothers and sisters, yes, we pray, but we need to do something.
那另外有一批弟兄姐妹说,我们是祷告了,但是我们总得做一点行动吧。
It's always like a conflicting issues in the church.
所以在教会里面常常看到这两种不一样的弟兄姐妹。
Indeed, often the Lord has put different personalities together that we learn to grow together.
是在教会里面，你就会发现我们的个性都不一样。有的人是在比较理性，有的人比较感性。可是把它搞在一起的时候，就得互相学习了。
And that's why the Lord says, like, love the Lord your God with all your heart.
所以圣经里面有这么一句话说，你要爱你的神，尽心爱你的神。
Is it enough?
够吗？
Not enough.
不够。
All your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind, and then love your neighbor.
有四个尽，要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
You know, when I was a young Christian, I always got puzzled by this verse, by the definition of loving the Lord.
当我是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，这一节圣经就让我非常的困扰。
Because I always felt I do not love the Lord enough.
因为我就会觉得我对爱主实在是爱得不够。
I always desire those brothers and sisters that would pray with always in tears.
我好像觉得那些我很羡慕那些每次祷告会哭的人。
I didn't have tears.
我一点眼泪都没有。
I really feel they love the Lord so much.
那些会哭会哭的，他们真爱主啊。
Until one day, I asked Brother Christian Chen.
那有一天我就请教。陈锡珍弟兄
，our very dear brother，
一位很可爱的、年长的弟兄
，and he explained his love to me。
那陈弟兄就这样解释给我听
：Don't worry about, don't go to analyze about your love。
你不要去分析你的爱
，because the Lord says love with all your heart and soul and strength and mind。
所以主在这里这四个尽的意思就是说，你的灵魂体。
Amen.
全部放进去。
Don't compare yourself. Like, he is very emotionally loving the Lord, but he is not.
所以你就不要把这个人跟那个人比。这个人爱主很有情感，那个人干瘪瘪的。
If the Lord is just demanding you to love him with your soul and strength, then you do.
所以主在这里对我们说，你要灵魂体全都扑上去。
You know what? Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
After a while,
过了一阵子
the Lord has transformed me.
所以主就改变了我。
And then after a while, I find myself, as I pray, especially meditating on the love of Christ, I will be in tears.
哎，主就好像慢慢让我来想到主的爱的时候，我也会哭了。
So it is not like I have to force myself, but I don't need to analyze. I just need to love the Lord with all.
所以我不需要去分析我怎么样可以挤出眼泪来，而是把我的注意力放在我就是去爱主，尽力尽我一切来爱他就够了。
Just like Paul again in Second Corinthians, how on one hand he spent his whole life for the gospel, but on the other hand, it's always the love of Christ's love compels us.
所以他在哥林多后书他就说。基督的爱激励我们。
So brothers and sisters, if you today serve the Lord, just with your own intelligence, with your strength, that is not good enough.
所以我们今天在学习爱主这件事情上，如果我们只是用自己的方法来做的话，这个是在神的眼中是不够的。
Always is the love of Christ compelling us.
而必须像保罗这里所说的，基督的爱。激励我们。
And the Lord Jesus here three times mentioned about feed my sheep.
那他对彼得讲了，也问了三次爱，也告诉他三次喂养我的羊。
And again, different interpretations. Are they different sheep?
那讲了三次，这个三次的羊一不一样啊？
Well, some would interpret could be very young lamb, or old sheep, or different herds.
那有的人就分析这些字的意思，有的是指的小羊，有的是指的老羊，有的是指什么羊。
My understanding is the Lord will give you the sheep he has allocated under you.
不管怎么样，当我们来学习侍奉主的时候，主总是摆一些羊在你的旁边。
It can be very young lamb.
是可以很小的羊啊。
But again, remember, Brother Stephen Kwong once mentioned.
有一次江弟兄这样说。
In the church,
在教会里面
we all love to care about the young lamb like newly baptized brothers and sisters, very lovable.
我们特别对那些刚刚信主的人很有兴趣，很可爱他们。
But for those old sheep, like,
那些老羊呢,
and they just come to church on and off, and well, just you don't have the passion for them.
那些老基督徒已经变老油条了，你对他没什么太大的办法了。
But Brother Kwong mentioned, we do need to look after God's even old sheep.
但是江弟兄说，我们不管是小羊老羊，我们都应该。
And those especially backslidden sheep.
有一些这个软弱跌倒的基督徒，我们更应该去照顾他们。Those
who have backslidden, they must have gone through experience very hard stuff.
那他们跌倒了，总是有一些生命中经困难的经历。So
if the Lord has put in your heart burden to give a call to someone that hasn't come to the church for a while.
所以我们应该注意看那些很久没有来教会的，给他一个电话，跟他谈谈。That's
exactly Paul's attitude, you know, in Colossians 1:24.
在哥罗西书，保罗这样子说：“I
rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I filled up in my flesh that was still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of His body, which is the church.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会。” 要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
And again, this is a great verse.
这是一节很大的经节。And
God has exalted us to the extent that we are able to participate in the suffering of Christ.
在这一节圣经里面，保罗让我们看见我们基督徒在基督的苦难里头学习交通有份。We
cannot partake any of the suffering in the cross.
我们没有办法分享主耶稣在十字架上的痛苦。
But in bringing his many sons into glory, we can be part of the process.
但是当主在那里做，把要带许多的儿子进到荣耀里的这一件工作的里面，我们基督徒可以有份于在这件事情上与主分享他的苦难。
If we genuinely pray for one another, genuinely care for one another, we are partakers of this great process.
所以当我们真的去照顾我们的弟兄姐妹，我们就会在这一个苦难里头跟主一同分享。So
this second incident is like love the Lord and serve His people.
所以在这段话的里面，主要让彼得看见，一面是爱主，一面是服侍人。So
finally, the third incident regarding Peter asked, "What happened to John?"
那最后彼得就会问了一个问题，哎，约翰将来怎么样啊？
You know, this is an interesting record. John was explaining, like, I'm not going to live here forever. But Jesus only said, important thing is continue to bear the testimony.
所以约翰特别把这一段记下来，他在这里说，当主讲的那段话，并不是说我约翰会不死啊，乃是说，我要主自己是说怎么样。 我第23节，其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说我要他等到我来的时候与你和干。An
important thing, you follow me.
重点是你跟随我。This
is a personal call.
这是对着你来说的。No
matter what happened to others,
不管别人怎么样，You
need to follow me.
你要跟随我，这是重点。Again,
remember, when John wrote this, Peter already got crucified.
当他写这段历史的时候，彼得已经被钉钉十字架。He's
looking back. That's why he said Jesus was telling how Peter would die for his glory.
所以这段对话是当时主已经预告给彼得，将来你要怎么样死来荣耀我。And
then to finish that chapter, John himself concludes verse 24. This is the disciple who testified to these things and who wrote them down. And we know that his testimony. Is true.
所以他来到结论的时候，24节他说：“为这些事做见证，必记载这些事，就是这个门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。” You
know, we know the whole book of John is full of testimony.
这整个的约翰福音是约翰为耶稣做的见证。
And even in 1 John, it talks about what testimony? What is testimony? Testimony is something we have heard, we have seen, we have looked, and we have touched, and then we share with you.
所以他的约翰书信一书里面，他就说到， 什么是这个见证，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的这个经历，来为耶稣做见证。Coming
to the end, concluding this chapter, John was reminding all the disciples on earth.
所以来到他的结论，他就对所有的基督徒说，
This is all about testimony.
这个就是关乎耶稣基督的见证。
John repeatedly said, we know that his testimony was true.
他在这里说，这个见证是真的。
Because he has seen it.
因为我亲眼看见。
He's watched it. even touched it.
我还摸过。
And again, this is important for us.
这对我们每一个人也是重要的。
When we say Jesus is Lord,
当我们说耶稣是主,
is he truly the Lord?
他真的是你的主吗?
Is it something just cognitively or a whole conviction about his lordship?
关于他是主, 这只是讲讲而已呢? 还是真的我们生命中他是主?
If you haven't experienced the Lord himself,
如果你经历过主自己,
the way you preach, the way you present Jesus will be different.
那你去说到主为他做见证的时候, 那个感觉是完全不一样的。
You know, when Paul was being judged, one description about Paul is very clear in the book of Acts, chapter 25.
在《使徒行传》25章里面, 保罗这样子说,
You know what they said? They had some points of dispute with him about their own religions. It was before the King Agrippa. Right? And about a dead man named Jesus, who Paul claimed was alive.
在这里他是讲到, 他们在那里辩论耶稣到底是怎么样一位神，那保罗说他是复活的，这个是他亲眼亲身经过的。You
know, to the Jews, like Paul was just a revolt. They wanted to crush him, killed him.
这个保罗对犹太人来讲，他们要把他杀掉。But
toward the Gentile kings, like, what are you talking about?
但是对外邦人来讲，保罗所做的见证，他们听不太懂。The
only thing they could together was, Paul said, Jesus was alive.
他们只听到保罗在这里做见证，耶稣是活的。They
all said Jesus was dead.
别人都说耶稣是死的。But
Paul said Jesus was alive.
保罗在这里强调耶稣是活的。Brothers
and sisters, do you have this conviction?
那在我们的生命中，我们有没有这个见证呢？
Everybody is saying Jesus is dead.
每一个人都认为耶稣是死的。Everybody
is saying the Bible is old school, outdated.
很多人就认为圣经是过时的历史了。Everybody
said, just follow the trend, follow the world.
大家都说跟着这个世界的潮流走。But
Paul said, he is alive.
但是保罗敢逆流地说，他是活的。And
this is what John's testimony was about.
那约翰的见证也是这样，耶稣是活的。This
is his conclusion. Like, back to why Jesus allowed John to record this incident.
所以他把他所亲身经历过关于耶稣的事情全部记载下来，见证出来。This
is a true testimony.
他说这是真的见证。And
finally, the Acts 1:8, let's read it together.
我们来读这个第一章第八节《使徒行传》。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, and Samaria. You and I receive this same commission.
你跟我都得到耶稣同样的托付。
Jesus has resurrected.
耶稣复活了。
We have been called to be his disciples.
我们被呼召来做他的门徒。
But how are we going to follow him?
我们怎么样来跟随他?
It is only in his life, in his resurrected life, that we can follow him.
只有在耶稣的复活的生命里面，我们才可能跟随他。
We can never rely on our own strength to follow Jesus.
我们靠着自己的力量是不可能跟随耶稣的。But
in him, we can do everything.
靠着他，我们什么都能。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you for this wonderful life you have given us.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你赐给我们这奇妙的生命。
And I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to reveal to us.
我们在这里祷告，求你继续借着圣灵把这个事实启示给我们。
That we do not live a miserable life.
不让我们再活在一个非常可怜的光景里头。
But we can live a powerful, glorious life that you have given us.
我们能够过一个有能力有荣耀的一个生活。
While on earth, Lord, we will bear these true testimonies for your sake.
让我们在这个地上为着你的名的缘故来做这一个见证。
Whether it's in America, in Australia, wherever we are, we will truly be your disciples.
不管在美国，在澳洲，在世界任何一个角落，我们做真的门徒。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
谢谢主，我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
Amen.
Thank you.